Hey, Bible readers, I'm Tara Lee Cobble, and I'm your host for the Bible Recap. Every month, we offer bonus goodies to those of you who are a part of our Patreon community. This month, we have a bonus episode about the five prayers I pray every day before I read the Bible. You can check out today's show notes for a link to our Patreon so you don't miss out on this, or visit the Patreon link on our website, thebiblerecap.com. Yesterday, we left off with Moses telling the people what was needed to build the tabernacle where God would dwell in their midst, and God said anyone who felt like could contribute. Today, we open with God putting intelligence and skill into the craftsmen so they could build the sanctuary just like he wanted it. Then we see loads of people bringing stuff to donate. They're dropping things off every morning. They are KonMari-ing their tents like crazy. So much so that Moses has to tell them to stop. I love how God over-provided here. This really signals repentance on their parts. And it's fitting because Romans 2:4 tells us God's kindness leads us to repentance. And he has certainly been kind to them in sparing their lives after that golden calf debacle and renewing his covenant with them. We have some lengthy passages that may seem redundant to you since we just read this a few days ago when God gave these instructions. But the point of this repetition is to highlight that the people who just rebelled were actually following God's instructions to the letter. Don't miss that. We are going to have plenty of opportunities to be frustrated with their sins, so let's just take a moment to enjoy and appreciate this rare moment of obedience. It might be boring, but it's glorifying to God nonetheless. Not only that, but each of these pieces of furniture, and even the way they're arranged in the tabernacle in the shape of a cross, paint a divine picture for us. All of this, the tabernacle and its furnishings, and all the rituals associated with it, Hebrews 9-10 tells us that this is all just a shadow of the good things to come. This, right now, is foreshadowing Christ. Each piece of furniture symbolizes some aspect of our relationship with God. The brazen altar, which is the first piece you encounter, represents the sacrifice of Christ. The bronze laver, which is the wash basin, represents being washed clean. The table of showbread represents feasting on the word. The altar of incense represents prayer. The menorah or candlestick represents the light of the Holy Spirit constantly aflame in us. And of course, the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat, where God dwells, represent his presence with us. And we don't have time to unpack this fully, but they also parallel the 7 days of creation. You may have noticed that there are 7 pieces of furniture, the 7th piece being the mercy seat on which God's presence rests, much like him resting on the 7th day of creation. When you're reading about these pieces, don't forget what they represent. All of this construction was worth it to the Israelites. They donated their plunder, they melted down their shekels, they wove fabrics and crafted curtain rods, all so that God could dwell in the midst of them. Surely you already recognize yourself in these people a little bit. You've had moments of rebellion and golden calf parties, and you've had moments where you'd give away all your best possessions if it meant the nearness of God. I have a feeling you're in more of the second place right now. The fact that you're here listening after reading what many would consider a very dry passage of scripture, it tells me a little bit about that lampstand in your heart, that continual fire of the Spirit burning even when you can't detect it. And that's where my God shot comes in for today. I see him here with us, drawing us near even on the days when there's nothing flashy about it. Even in the spaces that feel routine or humdrum, he's in the ritual, he's in the ordinary. I bet there were days when these priests were mixing the incense and slaughtering the animals when they didn't feel any closer to God than they did beforehand. Was it really even doing anything? But they kept at it, trusting beyond their own understanding that doing these things over and over really did serve some kind of purpose, even when they couldn't see it. They trusted his word. They followed his commands. I hope you do too. Drawing near to God bit by bit will always be worth the slow days, because he's where the joy is. Okay, Bible readers, it's time for our weekly check-in. How are you doing? What have you learned so far? If you're behind, don't beat yourself up. You are probably reading more of the Bible than you would have on your own. Think about the things you've learned so far. Reflect on the attributes of God's character that you've seen in the chapters we've read. Lean into those things. Ask Him to grant you an increasing desire to know Him more. He can change your heart. The Bible Recap is brought to you by D Group, discipleship and Bible study groups that meet in homes and churches around the world each week.